This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get to our headlines brought
That's
to you
my
by...
name, DK.
Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
How many uncles you said, Vlad? I know in my family, somebody came home with that name. And they said, your name DK. I ain't using all them damn words to call you.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. That's how he got that nickname. He didn't get a nickname because it was cooler. He got a nickname because ain't nobody want to call him all them words in his name.
I never understand why they always put prefixes before names, man.
What do you mean?
The J, the Rees, the Lays, the DEs. Like, his name is Michael. It's not Joe Michael.
Oh. Wait, you know, Vlad, it hit harder once you gave an example.
Yeah, prefixes. That's what I said. Prefixes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Like, that's the name. His name is Sean. It's not LaShawn.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Well, we were talking about, obviously, the DK Metcalf incident in Detroit.
Yeah. And so, Vlad, I'm going to say this to you. This is what Tobin told me. What
did he say?
He said a fan just said.
I'm reading reports,
I called him by his full name, and he swung at me.
Right.
I don't think he called him by his full name. There might have been other things said.
Right. Exactly. Come on.
I'm sure there was.
Right.
I'm just telling you what the fan, because the report is now apparently DK had a run-in with this fan last year when he played with the Seahawks.
Right.
And then his claim, the leak is from his side, is that the fan said something about his mother and then apparently said a racial slur to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to get beat up.
And then
I don't want people to think I think this type of behavior is okay. Okay, because I don't. But here's what I do believe. If you're a grown ass man, don't hide behind that ticket. Because you know if you were to say something like that to that man on the street, you getting a two-piece and a soda. So if you should think that you're gonna hide behind that ticket or in those stands and think you could talk to another grown-ass man any kind of way and he decide to treat you like a man, then I'm all for it. We all grown men.
I got a quote from the fan. You want it?
No biscuit? You only just the two-piece and the soda?
No, he don't even get the biscuit.
Damn.
The fan told the Detroit News, he said, quote, he doesn't like his government name. I called him that, and he grabbed me. He ripped my shirt. I'm a little shocked, like everyone's talking to me. I'm a little rattled, but I just want the Lions to win, baby. Then when asked to identify himself, he responded, my name is, quote, biggest Detroit Lions fan ever that got attacked by DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf.
Yeah. See? So see? So he if you're so sure about what happened, put your name out there.
Not only that, if you're so sure about what happened, I'm surprised you're not
suing
or said you've been assaulted.
They pressed him more. He said his name was Ryan Kennedy from Pinckney, Michigan, which is an hour outside the Motor City. It's from TMZ.
He's lying still. I don't trust him. How truthful can a person be that can't even be honest about their name? I'll wait.
I don't trust anybody that's wearing that blue frizzy hair on his head.
Chad Ochocinco was on Nightcap podcast last night, and he was told that the fan used a racial slur and then called DK's mom the C word before a punch.
Wow. Oh, you lucky you only getting a punch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. While we sitting here talking about, like, look, I have no problem with the back and forths. I've gone back and forth with fans. I don't usually waste my time with it, right? But there's places that you go and don't go as a man, right?
Yeah, no question.
That you shouldn't, and being a fan doesn't exempt you from that. And so I would always say, I tell you this all the time, one of the things I regret about being an athlete, it neutered you. It made people feel emboldened that they could come at you any kind of way and not have to deal with you as a person, as a man. So when I see situations like that, and I know for the most part, these guys jaw the whole game. So they ain't offended by words. But you can keep going and go to a place that you know is going to get a reaction. And when you go there and you don't get the reaction that you like, don't hide behind the ticket or the seat that you have in the stadium.
Touch
no.
me and I'll sue.
Right. No. Say how much. How much is going to cost me? Right? So, yeah. I think everybody has a place. You could boo. You could yell. You could cuss at me. Right? Don't make it personal. Because you don't know me and I don't know you. But if you make it personal and I decide to treat you like a man you'd claim to be, and it's go time, like, the league just going to come in because it looks good. The league is going to come in because, we don't want. But basically what you're doing is empowering the fans to do more dumb stuff like
it,
that. Yeah. Right.
In your headlines, Miami Hurricanes, they're moving on to the Cotton Bowl to face Ohio State after beating Texas A&M 10-3. Mark Fletcher, 17 carries, 172 yards. Malachi Toney had the game-winning touchdown. Reuben Bain, 3 sacks. Bryce Fitzgerald had the game-sealing interception, 1 of 2 on the day for the freshman.
Woo! Let me tell you, when that ball got picked, I was yelling.
The cheeks unclenched.
I mean, it was only 3 o'clock in the day, but I was yelling. I was like, my football Saturday is complete.
Yeah, because in the meanwhile, in the lead-up to it, I was like, ying!
Wait. The chat when he sent that message.
I keep looking at it. So
he's it's like, I understood what you meant.
He sent a picture,
a gif
of tight cheeks. I was like, oh my goodness, we're like.
I believe that was Jack Black, right?
That wasn't me. I sent to you guys, unclench those cheeks.
Oh,
and then
Marcos
sent the Jack Black. Like, squeaky cheeks.
Oh my goodness. It was like
I was nerve-wracked out of that one, dude. It was crazy.
Well, I would imagine, like, but you understand that you are playing for a championship. You're playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The rest of the year is gonna be
I know.
Intense like
that's
that.
Why I don't believe
you ain't gonna have no blowouts.
That's fix your mic, by the way. Need some blue chew.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
This is why I agree with you, Leroy, because I'm listening to the game, right, on my way down here. And in the fourth quarter, Joe Zagacki, you know I love Joe Z. This is the biggest third down of the game.
Yeah.
Josie, you know there's 10 minutes left still in the game. This is, might be one of
the. That's how I felt the whole time, though.
But that's what playoff football is.
Right,
I know.
It's going to be more important third down.
Like, look, everybody don't have the luxury of playing Tulane and JMU. Good for them. They made it or whatever.
Yeah. Good
right?
for you guys.
Good for you guys.
Got the swag bag.
Okay. When you look at the rest of these teams, like, they're all really good. So there's going to be a lot of games that look like this to where there's going to be some tight cheeks in the second half of these football games.
Whew.
Don't read into it.
I'm not reading into it. I just feel how I feel.
All right.
I can't help it.
Like,
yeah. I can't help how I feel. I'm just nervous to these games. It was a very tight game. There was missed kicks. It was very nerve-wracking. I had a great time at the end of it. I would have been heartbroken if they lost.
Are you just nervous because it's the Hurricanes, or are you nervous because it's the postseason with one of your teams? Because, I mean, you would have been nervous with the, you know, the Panthers.
I was very nervous for the Canes. I'm very nervous for the team because these, you know, some of these kids are very, I'm very nervous. Malachi Jones is very young. Bryce Fitzgerald's very young. And you're like, these kids are on such a big stage. Maybe because I'm older now. I don't know.
Big stage?
Big stage, these kids.
It's just football.
I know. But
it's just football. Here's the thing. When you see games playing out like this, the thing that you can't do is you got to just keep plugging along. You can't get frustrated about the success or lack of success that you're having because everybody's having the same success.
Can't say what I felt was frustration. It was just angst. I was just like, oh.
That's playoffs. The angst.
I felt like.
What do you want to be, a blowout?
That would be nice. That would have been stress-free.
No.
Dude. I hadn't been that stressed in sports since game 3 of the Leaf series.
So think about this.
That's the last time I was that stressed.
Think about this. Next week, the Canes are 10-point dogs?
Yeah.
10-point dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If the game plays out exactly like the last game did,
mm-hmm.
that's right where you want them.
No, you're going to have 3 more games of, you know,
stress.
Clenched cheeks.
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
But then why are you
need to rest up?
Wait, he's looking at me like, I don't like it. I don't like it, but I love it.
I know. That's how I feel. It's a drug.
He's like, I haven't clenched my cheeks like this since 75.
It's been so long, dude. No, I haven't felt like this.
That's what's great about playoff football.
No, it's not, Leroy. It's
yeah,
not.
Vlad.
Nobody else had that this week. Bro. I guess Alabama Vlad. And Oklahoma got a little interesting.
By the way. You know who's happy this weekend? College Football Playoff Committee. They got it right. Oh, my gosh.
So, like, the thing about it is you have, like, this is intense.
Yeah.
No, it's intense. Here's what makes it even more intense for me. Because I'm watching the game, and I'm like, every time something happens, I'm like, I hope this is not the deciding play. I hope this is not the decide because the game is so close and so intense and like everybody's like, it's like you're trying to make plays, but trying not to put your team in a bad spot,
mm-hmm.
right? Trying not to have that key turnover, trying not to, and I'm like, oh my goodness. It's just so.
Everything's like, going to be analyzed.
Yes.
And critiqued. So like I told Leroy, this might've been, I think Mario's best coaching job and game. Best game he's coached in his tenure in Miami. But guess what? One bad move, if it goes the other way, we're all going to be
right.
critical of it.
But that's the beauty of playoff football.
Yeah.
Like, we would like to have a blowout, but in all honesty, like, your team, the Miami Hurricanes, will not be favored in one game
no.
all the way through the final.
But the thing that –
okay, so if – if you think about that and think about what they're trying to accomplish, put it all in and say, listen, if we're in the hunt, if we're in the game with the way our offense plays and our defensive line plays in the third and fourth quarter, that's all we can ask for. You're not going to blow anybody out.
Guy says, Corey Heatherman, instant legend. That was the most emotion I've ever seen him ever show.
Well, he kind of looks like Jake Paul with the right?
beard.
Yeah,
this is the most emotion. This was him. He just goes incomplete. That was the I've never seen him make emotion. All I've seen him do is scowl and pace, and he finally let out a little bit of emotion with just the incomplete. You know, he just felt it. It was amazing. Man, take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Something.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Fill out a ticket.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Music was so cool.
What?
Back in these days.
Back then.
I saw a trailer this weekend for the Michael Jackson movie when I went to the movies. Yep.
I don't... Like, the thing is, I would, believe it or not, I would rather see a Prince movie than
Why
a Michael
do I
Jackson
feel like
movie.
That's a
because
repeat?
Michael Jackson, his dad was really rough on him. Mm. The family was, like, they were just all kind of... They were pushed so hard by their father that... Once they broke free, they all were a little bit.
Well, there was supposed to be like a Last Dance type of Prince movie, and they won't release it.
Oh, didn't we see a Prince movie?
The Prince, already? The Prince Estate won't let it get out.
He's got. They said he has enough material to release if they wanted to another 5 or 6 albums, because that's all he did was make music.
Purple Rain was good enough.
Purple Rain was really good.
That's all I need. That's the Prince movie right there.
Yeah. Now, yeah, it, another movie. I mean, I don't think. We lose track of, like, he was the first person to do what Taylor Swift did, right? And take on the record labels. And
he became
and
a symbol.
Right. Like, so he did a lot of stuff. But if you go look at his catalog, he wrote music for a lot of people in a lot of different genres. And that was the cool part about him.
Yeah, well... That Michael Jackson movie, what is that? I think that's coming out in the summertime or something like that. Mm.
Anybody saw Avatar yet?
No.
Okay.
No. I went. My wife took me to the...
Jennifer was busy.
My wife took me to The Housemaid this weekend.
Oh, was it good?
To go see what?
The Housemaid.
By the way, it comes out April 24th. I'm sorry. Okay, go.
The Housemaid?
Yeah. Hmm? That's what she wanted to see. She read the book.
That was Honeydews right there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. The Housemaid is the name of a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a
with
book.
Your face.
It was a book.
If it was a guy's movie, you know what that would have been called? Hmm. The Side Chick.
That was a little bit. What do you think it was? It was. I mean, do you want me to spoil it? Like, it's,
yeah,
you guys
I'm
are going to
see
it.
That movie. Right,
spoiler alert.
Jennifer's not.
I'm going to see it after, you know, when it goes on streaming.
Oh, so yeah, do you want so me to spoil it or not?
I mean,
oh,
I don't
so
really care. It's
you're talking about like in another day or two.
Nah. Oh wait, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Probably. Well, I don't know. I think this one did okay.
Like, it would be like
I think a lot of people went because it was a book.
Who's in it?
Sydney
Your
Sweeney.
Face.
Ooh.
And what is the other girl's name?
Amanda
Seyfried. Seyfried.
Oh yeah.
Okay. She's good. She's
so
great.
She is a she. It's all under the guise of she's a rich housewife.
Who's Amanda Seyfried?
Seyfried. Yeah.
Yeah.
With a you know with a well-to-do husband.
Right.
And they look like they got the perfect life.
Until.
And then, but they need to hire. She wants to hire a housemaid. A live-in housemaid. Lives in the attic.
Sydney Sweeney.
So you're going to hire
so she hires Sydney Sweeney.
Check this out. Hold on. Let me just say this. I'm familiar with some of the inner workings of a woman
mm-hmm.
and how they think.
Right.
And I would say this. All the women that I know, there ain't no way in hell Sydney Sweeney is going to be the house.
Right. Well, here's
no
the
absolutely
chance.
Not.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, this
that's
is
what I'm saying. You are setting yourself up for straight failure.
Right.
But well, it's he, the move.
But, but here's the Go thing. Ahead. The Go whole point of it was she wanted to hire a hot housemaid because she wanted the husband to fall for the housemaid because she wanted to escape.
Wait, what?
Because the husband's a monster.
Oh!
That's the twist.
Oh! Oh!
The okay. husband's a monster, so, and she wants to escape.
So she was friends with. Oh, this is
so
like
she
a,
wanted to. She wanted Sydney Sweeney to be the fall guy, and she ends up with the crazy guy.
Oh, so she wants to go. She wants to step outside, but she doesn't want
to
be.
She wants to step outside. She wants to escape. She wants to get out.
Oh, she wants to leave him.
This guy's a maniac.
The one that's a maniac. Which one is it? The one that's
the husband.
Italian guy.
No, the Italian guy's a good guy.
Oh,
the Italian guy's a good guy.
Interesting. Okay.
He didn't really do anything, to be honest with you, though. He was a little bit, you know, like they always alluded, spoiler alert, alluded in the movie that he was going to, you know, do something. He didn't really do anything, you know.
Hey.
So was it worth it?
Well, thanks, Tobin. You spoiled everything.
No. So, no. So, she hires even, again.
I'm familiar with
women and some of the things that they do. And I would say this. Even if a woman hated their husband and wanted out and wanted half, right? She don't want to do it while he's getting satisfaction. So she wouldn't even if she wanted that. She wouldn't
about?
Hire Howard.
The guy was was torturing her.
Okay.
She wanted out. She
Fine.
Wanted to leave.
You wanted to leave, right?
You don't want to leave.
You're not going to hire a beautiful
you
husband.
Right. You guys like, are really under the impression you think that a woman is so horny that she doesn't want a
I'm
man to be
saying,
with another woman so
saying,
she can escape
no,
an abusive
no, no.
relationship?
No,
but you're
going to
get somebody
so
that
horny.
Might be better looking than
I,
you?
Wait, I'm not saying so horny, but I am saying petty.
Yeah, you're not going to hire somebody
Dude,
just as
not.
Beautiful or
Look,
more beautiful.
You don't
want
to see.
Did it work? Did she get what she wanted?
They both actually got away. He was no longer with us because what ended up happening, of course, is they reunite as the superheroes, and he finds his demise.
Good.
Oh, so he unlived himself.
He unlived himself.
Yeah.
But okay. Not really. They unlived him.
Oh, together.
I saw that in the preview.
The ladies.
A bunch of blood.
Oh, so they
so
did.
What, they
ended up leaving like, what was that movie?
Thelma and Louise.
No, not Thelma and Louise. With,
damn.
I mean, it's an old movie with the two hot chicks that, remember, they had like a tangled, man, I can't think of this movie. I can't think of it.
Give me an actress. Do you know the name of an actress and an actor in the movie?
What's the name? It's one of the, it's not Matt Damon.
Ben Affleck?
You're almost there.
Casey Affleck?
Keep thinking.
It's one of the other.
Leonardo?
No, not Leonardo. It's an older movie. Half of you guys won't even remember it, but I'll find it.
All right. We'll look forward to that.
What are you trying? See?
What? Mm-mm. Dan South says that Leroy South.
Was it Matt Dillon? What's the movie Matt Dillon was in with the two girls?
Wild Things?
Wild Things.
Wild Things.
Okay.
Isn't that very similar to the two girls?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Wild Things, though, Matt Dillon, very different to Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that movie.
Yeah, but isn't it very, like, with the two girls in the whole, yeah.
They they set them up.
It was a hell of a plan by her, though. I was a little, the one thing that confused me, though, at the end is, like, with Sydney Sweeney, you know, she was just kind of cool helping the person who set her up with a torturer. I was like, I don't know if I'd be cool with that. I'd be like, hey, you know what you did.
I'm taking the fall. Like, I'm taking the abuse so you can live free.
It had its loose ends.
Okay.
It had its loose ends.
So were you sitting there, was your wife enjoying all of it and you were picking the plot apart?
How many bets were you putting down on the Hard Rock bet?
None. I was good. There was no act. The only thing what did I miss? I missed the Panthers getting their ass kicked. It was a good night for me to do it. You know?
Oh, it was after the Canes game.
Oh,
that's the perfect time.
It was the only thing I missed. I missed Oregon James Madison. That's it.
So you caught a nap. That's perfect.
No, I watched.
No, you caught a nap. Did you watch it
just to be in the company of your wife, or did you watch it with skepticism?
I watched it to be in the company of my wife, but then I watched it to pick it apart because I'm like, something doesn't smell right here.
So
it was classic Hallmark move where they make the guy, oh, he's so dreamy. I'm like, something's up with him.
And then, you know what I hate? When people want to go see a movie. So your wife wanted to see it because she read the book.
Yep.
And then you watch the movie, and then at the end of it, they go, the book was different.
She did say that.
Right. They all do.
All the time.
They always mess up.
All the time.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
She goes, she never came back for her in the book.
You know what it is, right? While they're reading the book, in their mind, they're creating the movie. They're directing the movie. So when they see it in an actual film, it's not what they envisioned in their mind when they were reading the
movie. I understand that. You're reading all these details to yourself, and then they got to go on a different plot twist, you know? And then they had kind of a hokey Hollywood ending. You know, I think I've spoiled enough. But
what do you rate it?
Not for nothing.
What do I rate it?
Out of five tobes.
I got out of five. I give it a 3.5.
That's not that bad.
Okay. It wasn't bad.
That's not bad.
It was watchable.
Okay.
It was watchable. It wasn't like the worst movie I've seen at all.
Well, you never actually said what you thought about that Christie movie.
I never got to see it.
Oh, you didn't?
I never got to see it. I saw that streaming now. I got to watch that. I never got to go see it.
Oh.
So I will try and do that over the holiday. I will try and catch that and see what's what.
Will you?
We'll see.
It's Sydney Sweeney again.
It is Sydney Sweeney again. Much different role.
She's getting beat up.
Yep. She goes up against heavyweight champion of the world and then takes a dive for $100 million. That didn't happen.
I thought you were talking about, you sure with Sydney? You sure you talking about the right blonde here, Jake Paul, instead of Sydney Sweeney?
The promoter was like, I think we all saw today that there was not a skill difference between Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua, that it was just a size difference. I'm like, hey, man, you need
size
to.
Size difference.
You really.
Well,
like,
first of all, the ring was ginormous.
Yep.
And he could keep him away with a jab from the other side of the ring.
Yep.
Like, so. And then whenever you got too close, you tackled.
I'm like.
I think that's the part that. When you start seeing him grab like that and tackle like that and do all that stuff like that, it made me want to get knocked out.
Yeah,
even like, more.
You know, you're a serious person. You get on a microphone and say that there wasn't a skill difference. Come on, dude.
Then you stop watching boxing. You're ruining it.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It is time to get to the mixed bag here on QAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. We'll start off with the man they should call the accountant because he came back and told Texas A&M, insufficient funds, my friend. Reuben Bain is what he had to say on his performance.
Like I said before, I don't take kindly to disrespect, man. I had my little reminder on my phone, so... All 2 weeks, last 2 weeks, I was on that. I was ready to play some football. You know, some guys was in the media saying some things they shouldn't have said, but, you know, they did, so God bless them. They were just writing checks they can't cash.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What a delight. What a performance by Reuben Bain in the Canes win. He was a menace.
I mean, it's not, it wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. Like, he... I would say that it's easy to talk trash without that guy standing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he won't talk trash no more.
His Instagram live in the post game was much more unfiltered. But you guys can go look it up. We can't play that.
Yeah.
We can't play that.
That's you got to eat it.
Yep.
If you're going to do that, you got to eat it.
Mark Fletcher. Great game.
Is it me or does Reuben Bain look like he's 35 years old? Yeah.
35? Yeah. More 45.
Yeah. He looked like that old uncle that talked trash, that strong as an ox. You know, everybody got that old strong uncle.
A lot of people were getting cute, too. They were like, I don't know about his wingspan, if he can make it in the league. A lot of that was chirping, too. He's like, okay, cool, dude. Watch this. Watch me wreck this game. Him and Mesidor.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, great call, guys. Good job by the evaluators.
You know, they've said that a lot about a lot of people. And I would say we should be over that now because we've certainly blew by the short quarterback thing.
Yep.
And I would say at some point you got to be able to turn on that film and look at the way a man plays and determine whether he's going to be a good player at the next level or not. Not – measure all the things that have nothing to do with his ability or his ability to play on the field and then determine whether he can play based on that. So to the people that watch film and evaluate players based on watching film and not looking at 40s and 225s and arm length and all that, you're going to have a better team sooner. I just believe that.
Mark Fletcher had a great game. This is what he had to say to ESPN after the win.
Mark, this game was a defensive slugfest. What was your reaction to how this one ended with that Malachi Toney touchdown and then the Bryce Fitzgerald interception to seal it?
Yeah, we just dogs. We knew this was going to be a dog fight. That's a hell of a team. Extremely talented, all offensive of football. We knew we was going to come here to a dog fight, and it's just fighting to the end. That's what we did.
And this team wouldn't have been able to win without you running the way that you did. How are you able to find so much success against this defensive front?
The O-line, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. I told them, y'all just get hats on somebody and I'm gone. That was all them. I just had the ball in my hands.
We know that you're a kid from Miami. How much does it mean to you to have played such a role in bringing this program back to prominence in their first playoff win?
It's just a blessing. I was at the lowest point of my life, and this university just fed everything into me, and I just want to get everything I got back.
We know that mom is here. She drove here from Miami, and we know that your dad is watching from above. You text him before every single game.
Every game.
What did you say to dad today before the game?
I just said, I love you and be with me. We got our tradition. I eat oatmeal. Hey, first meal before every game, send him a picture of my oatmeal, text him I love you, and then let's just be with me. He was with me today, as he is always.
I'm sure he's so proud of you. Congrats on the win.
I appreciate you. God bless you.
Damn.
That's
Goosey's fan.
Can I say this?
I know what you're thinking, Leroy. Huh?
Like, I hate, and I'm going to call it low-hanging fruit, because I hate when reporters go for the sympathy pop. We all know what that man does, right? That's his own thing with the relationship he had with his family. Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows what he does. For you to go live and do that on TV to try to get a pop, right? It becomes like I don't like her doing it. I understand him answering it and whatever. But that's kind of, we've heard the story. That's a private thing, you know? And
okay.
I just wish they would leave it alone.
It's fine.
I agree. Like
that's like you. Everything was going good, and you had to just it's your job to get some kind of emotion out of him.
Yeah, it's like he just had a great game. They're having a thrilling. They just won a thrilling game, and then you kind of, even though you want to bring some, I guess, human element to it, but that's a kind of a downer. You know, it's kind of like you're being a Debbie Downer all of a sudden. So.
Kind of say you guys are kind of being Debbie Downer for a Goosey's moment, to be honest with you.
But you see, these are one of these times where I everybody wanted to feel good, right? But to me, the moment was once he went through all the stuff that he did and him wanting to give the University of Miami everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Then that was the Goosey's part. But to just keep going and pulling at it, all right. My own opinion.
It is your own opinion.
Okay.
You're entitled to your opinion.
All right. Like it, I concur. It just, if we ever had one of those moments in our lives, and every time something good happened, somebody would go back to that. I don't know if we would feel the same way. You know, you'd feel more like I did.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, like, it is one of those things. This is the biggest stage Mark Fletcher's ever been on, though.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think he would take offense to sharing emotion of something that's a big deal in his life. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Again, it's your opinion. You read it one way. I read it another. I don't really want to quibble about it because I can't tell you how to feel or Vlad to feel.
Right.
But for me, thought it was Goosey's. Thought it was awesome. I think it's cool that he gets to share that stuff with his dad. About his dad, you know?
With his dad. Share it with his dad.
I agree.
You know?
Share it with his dad, not with us. I think that's, like, personal stuff that...
But a lot of people, I mean, not everything is in it for everybody. Like people do like to share that stuff out there, you know?
Yeah, but
and it was said,
but what I would say is this, and I think this is where we're on the same page, but we're not, is using that moment to determine that is maybe what I have a problem with, you know? Because you kind of catch him in a position where he's almost has to share it,
I guess.
You see what I mean? Like at that moment, to do it there. It's not a situation
My best guess, though, Leroy, is these kids are in production meetings and things like that. I think that they probably know, like, that's something that they've probably shared with the reporter anyway. You know, like, I could tell you from, you know, like, when we're doing, like, stuff for fights and stuff, like, you'll get those stories. Like, I had a fighter whose brother died right before the fight, and he wants to share that about his family, too.
Like, I just went at it from kind of like...
What do you feel? How you feel? I'm not going to bust you
like,
for it.
I don't think it's always a person's job to tug on someone else's emotions to make a moment, especially a moment like that after that game. That's all I'm saying. It should be about the game.
Mario Cristobal, this is what he had to say to ESPN after the win.
Coach, Malachi Toney fumbles the football.
Oh, there we go with the drive-by.
First about your family. Before the game, you were all business, but celebrating right now. What does this mean to you? What does this mean to you this moment?
Just more validation. Again, we have a group of guys that, look, this means my boy. They, this means everything to them, and they made a decision 40-some-odd days ago to change the narrative. And, you know, we built this team from the trenches out. Physical, tough,
buff.
More than anything, they're great human beings.
We love you, baby.
Let's go. But all glory to the big guy upstairs. Thank you for just the effort of our guys. They're just different.
You had a vision when you came back to the University of Miami. How does this vision compare to what you're feeling right now?
I mean, this is awesome. It's a next step, right, in validating what we came here to do. So obviously we're excited. By the time we end up walking in the locker room, we'll start thinking about the next one. But again, number one, or number two, I should say, credit to them. That's a great football team over there. They're physical. This environment is second to none. But the Miami Hurricanes are just getting started.
We're about to go to Malachi Toney. What did he show you in the fourth quarter after the fumble, and then he comes back with the game-winning touchdown?
What he's shown all year long. I mean, he's unfazed. He's unaffected. He trusts his teammates trust him. When that ball came out, look how many teammates ran to him and said, "Hey man, you'll be all right. You'll be back."
There you go. That was Mario Cristobal to ESPN after the win. And of course, in the middle of that, first his son was there, and then Michael Irvin came and gave him a big
took over.
Gave him a big smooch on the cheek. Very big.
I'm glad you found your chair, Leroy.
I know. It just
you struggled there for a bit.
Yeah, I was like, what?
The recoil on it was like a shotgun.
I really wish your camera wasn't so grainy. That
was
perfect.
Internet in the building sucks today, huh?
Yeah, today.
It's on holiday already? It's on holiday?
You know what's funny?
What's up?
Nobody's in the building. Yeah, we get the note. Oh, we're closing the offices Wednesday for the holidays.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that everybody's taken that already.
They've gotten the note on that. Oh, man. Crazy. What a win by the Canes. Awesome moment. Cannot wait for Ohio State and the slate coming up.
Tobin.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of pressure on the Canes.
You don't have to tell me,
no,
dude.
No, because look, the state of Ohio has owned the city of Miami this whole year. The Cavaliers whooped the Heat's ass. The Browns and the Bengals have beaten the Dolphins in both encounters they've had.
Huge games.
Yeah, man, you can't beat them. And they already have the Miami. Already have Miami of Ohio.
Here's
you
the deal. Here's the deal.
Can't have them beat you again.
Blaine, all that is irrelevant. All that crap didn't mean nothing. This means something. Now, I would like to not think that everybody going to start talking about what happened in 2001.
Possible.
When none of the players on the team were alive.
I was there.
When none of the players on the team were alive.
Terry Porter cost me a ring.
When none of the players on this team were alive.
Terry Porter cost me a ring.
Forever.
Again.
Joe Zagacki, not a national champion play-by-play guy because of Terry Porter.
Again.
Don Bailey Jr., not a national champion color commentator, radio color commentator because of Terry Porter.
Okay.
They've all heard the stories, Leroy.
I know.
I think they're going to get this.
I understand that, but I'm just like.
Back-to-back championships.
Let's move.
Because of Terry Porter.
Okay.
I'm going to reiterate that man's name until December 31st.
You can fight it, but they're going to play it a gazillion times. And it's not going to just be Miami, by the way. They're going to play that on ESPN.
You think?
Too. Oh, what? Of course. By the way, there's going to be a whole package with it on game day. Of course, dude.
By the way, ACC Network, the Hurricanes are in. Stop showing the Hurricane games every damn day.
I don't think they have anything else. Who else are they proud of?
They got ACC basketball they can show. What are we doing? You know what?
Canes won last night?
Yes, they did. They beat North Florida.
Killing it.
Bro, they showed the Canes-Louisville game this morning.
Did they really?
Yeah. I'm like, what? Why are we still showing Canes games?
ACC's got to get their stuff together.
Don't worry. I got to tell you. They question their coaches' moves just like we sometimes question Mario. Should be an interesting setting.
Him and Ryan Day?
Oh. I mean, they've been trying to fire Ryan Day for 3 years.
I can understand.
He lost to Michigan. They're like, he's over. We need another Kane win. Then he win the national championship. They're like, oh, we love him.
He's good now. He beat Michigan. He's got a national championship.
I asked the question last week.
He got Sharon Moore fired. He's good.
I asked the question to people in Ohio because they said, we don't care. We lost to Michigan. We don't care about the national championship. We lost to And so I asked him, would you rather beat Michigan and not win a national championship or lose to Michigan and win a national championship? Right.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. What? If this year is a year where the Canes obviously want to win the national championship, but along the way, if they're able to beat Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State, and Ohio State.
Right.
I don't know if there could be.
Is there any more? There's no more once you get past Ohio State.
Alabama.
Yeah. Not.
If you beat think Alabama's going to make it?
Well, they would face the Georgia Ole Miss winner, right?
Yeah, they beat Georgia.
I mean, task at hand. I can't even wrap my hand around this, but. But no, like this is like rivalry infinity stone. If you get Ohio State, like, man, take a break. Final hour coming on up. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.